On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy. Crunch time. Five times voted the AFLMA's most outstanding radio program. For iPrimus, your NBN experts, call 131 101 today.
Welcome back to the MCG. Welcome back to Crunch Time. A few old and golden oldie Tigers are out there running around. Derm's enjoying having a look at them.
Two coaches out there. We've got Jakey King coaching. If you get into the MCG in the next 30 minutes, so Jakey King's coaching the Yellow Tigers team, and the great Barry Richardson is Bones.
What a great nickname.
Bones.
Why, we don't have Bones like that anymore, do we?
We will talk about the modern-day Tigers and their match against West Coast a little later in the hour. But here on Crunch Time, trying to be joined by Craig Kelly, who these days, for quite a long time...
was never going to be nicknamed Bones.
No.
No.
Of course, one of the most significant managers in the evolution and the history of footy. And with player manager, and obviously a premiership player with Collingwood, these days with running TLA, and have got bigger as far as their footy stable is concerned. We wanted to get Ned on just to talk about, I guess, the changing atmosphere and circumstances...
Environment
around players and contracts. And joins us on the line. Craig, good afternoon.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Ned.
Feels funny.
Hello, Dermy. I'm certainly not withering away, am I?
I saw Jonathan Brown try and catch you the other day. You crumpled him into a heap.
It's like two wildebeest sort of dancing. Yeah. It's interesting, wasn't it?
And the older, more portly one won.
Ned, are we going to see more offers, more deals like the 9-year deal for Josh Kelly?
Everyone sort of, I think, jumps on a couple of circumstances. I mean, if you want to move someone, you've obviously got to put a substantial deal on the table. And often, Robbo, that's to do with the salary cap of the club and what they're trying to do as well. So they might have to spread it out over time. But everything's going to be... I don't think for everyone to start saying, oh, now we're going to have these enormous, you know, 9 and 10 year deals just because of what's happened to Buddy and potentially what's been discussed, I think it's a little bit premature to say that. What we do know and what is good, I think, is that, you know, there's a lot more movement of the players. As we've tried as an industry, we need to have a bit more freedom to move around, and I think it's sort of happening in a responsible way. I don't like the idea of the NRL where you can make an announcement halfway through the year, so I think we're getting better with sensible people around the table and having sensible conversations. You still get the idiots out there. You still certainly get media, Robbo, writing some rubbish.
Yeah, we get a lot of people talking rubbish too sometimes. One thing, Ned.
Well, you don't. You got to make the phone calls and ask the questions, Robbo, sometimes rather than just going off at the hip.
What are you trying to say, Ned?
No, nothing. Keep going.
No, yes, you are. What are you trying to say?
Well, just the rubbish sometimes are getting written. I mean, the reality is everyone thinks they should know everything about every player and why they want to move and personal circumstances. Well, go jump on your heads, because at the end of the day, there's a whole heap of things that go into people making decisions where they live, what club they want to play for, and it's often they're not happy, but their family want to go home. We saw that last year with Gibbsy. He had a whole heap of things going on in his private life, and I think we've got a responsibility to perhaps not dig too deep and not necessarily want to know everything about everyone's personal life. So I just think it's not what we should be about.
That's a really fair comment, but at the same time, as Carlton, who said, no, we're not letting you go, so I think it's...
I wasn't saying that, Robert. That's fine. I mean, ultimately, the club's got total control because you've agreed to a contract for a period of time. You honour that contract. The only reason a player can get out of that contract if it's in agreement with the current club the contract holds. So it's a really simple process. Sit down, have a conversation. If you think it makes sense to leave and they get what they want, you do it. If not, as Gibbsy's done, he's turned around, he's having an outstanding year. So it'll work out fine for everyone.
It's just funny with that. Everyone blames the media. Everyone loves the media when these same players want to promote their pub and bring out their clothing. Hang on, Ned.
You always throw that rubbish up.
That's not rubbish.
You guys write a whole heap of personal rubbish at times. It just doesn't need to see the light of day. And then if you don't know, you just guess.
Well, this is terrific. How long have you been saving this sort of stuff up, mate? So we ring you up.
No. Every time I talk to you, I have this same conversation, and you just don't seem to listen to it. But anyway, keep going.
Well, I don't. I just don't agree with everything you say on this matter.
No, I know you don't, because you've got to keep writing your article and driving a headline.
No. I just don't agree with you.
Ned,
can I ask you, Ned, can I ask you about free agency, and given the movement of players, which I think most people are encouraging, and it's gives everyone a chance to come back up the ladder, the impact on the clubs outside of, particularly the clubs up north, particularly Brisbane, Gold Coast, GWS, and with a small point of Sydney, is it making it tougher for those guys to retain their players?
Yeah, that's a good question, mate. I think that, you know, those two grounds, those two clubs have basically, and I've said this for a while, that they've grabbed a lot of youth out of, especially out of Victoria, and we've seen a couple of guys from West Australia, and they've gone up there and they've basically done a heck of a lot of work in the first 4 years or so when a player and a kid's developing and physically developing as well. And then they're really grabbing them and bringing them back down when they're cherry ripe to potentially fill a role within the clubs down here. So my understanding and having conversations with various people at the AFL, that's exactly really what they want to try and create by having those two franchises. It's now up to those franchises to be running good shops and a good culture and have a club that the guys don't want to leave. Stevie J, one of our boys, went up. Obviously, he's had a wonderful couple of years at the back of his career up there, and he's just said it's the best young group of kids. And he's talking about all the kids he's had at Geelong that he's ever been around. He said they're just great kids. So they've got a good culture. They've got good things happening. But they're going to be under pressure, and they'll have salary cap pressure, which will mean they will move, which I think is a good thing. But ultimately, good clubs keep the right players they want to.
Do you think Richmond, we're talking about when you're trying to recruit a player, you have to offer them a long-term deal. Do you think we'll get to a stage, Craig, where Richmond say, right, I think we've offered them 5 years. Do we actually have to lift it again to retain players?
Sorry, I'm not
like,
sure what I'm
saying. Offer Dusty 7 years, 8 years, because the movement is just so readily there for players.
Oh, it's not readily there, mate. It's there for every club and it's the same for everyone. Good clubs who run a good list management process and keep control of their salary cap and don't pay too many people too much money and want to keep the core group together. Because ultimately, I think one of the things we are seeing is the match winner player, the guy that turns a game on its head. And because the competition is so tight and so close, you know, I think you can throw a blanket over, except probably two clubs at the moment. The difference of that guy that stands up, the Dusty, the Fife, the Dangerfield, and when the game is at crunch time, to be able to win the game, they're the guys that are unique, and they're the guys, you know, clubs are going to want. So that's the one that can be the outlier. And then what do you do with those guys within your club? How do you manage that? So it's a really complex situation, I reckon, the list managers.
So Ned, to get those players into your club, we're finding that the bare minimum now is 5 year deals, and now we're talking 9 year deals.
Yeah, but
and then you're projecting out against the salary cap. We have no idea that what it's going to be.
Oh well, we do. I mean, there is discussion, there's broad sort of numbers, and we've got an idea where that's heading. But
so in Josh Kelly's ninth year, have you got an idea what a salary cap will be in nine years from now?
Agreed, Dermy. So the next 6 years we'll know, obviously, but beyond that, I think, Derm, the reality is, too, the lesser clubs who are on that bill are going to have to throw that sort of number around. But, there's not many guys at the moment are wanting to leave the Adelaide Football Club. You know what I mean? So, I don't think there's a lot of players wanting to leave GWS. There's a lot of those youth kids that are there that are really on the radar, and they're going to have money thrown at them. Does that mean he's going to leave? And does that mean that he really does want to go? But, you know, they're the question each individual you have to ask, because, like I said to Robert before, there's a lot of other personal stuff where a young kid wants to come back to Melbourne because that's where his family and his mates are. I mean, so if he's going to do that, let's get a great deal for him.
There's a uniqueness about the clubs you just mentioned, though, apart from the GWS, who believe that they built from the ground up, and these kids have grown up together. A team like Adelaide, a team like the Eagles, if you play in those teams, if you come from that state, that's home state, you are the biggest ticket in town. Rather than just pure culture's good, But rather than just purely saying that is culture that's keeping them there, you're the biggest ticket in town. That's what you've grown up in that state thinking. This is the Harlem Globetrotters. If you're in Adelaide, that's what the Crows have.
But the Adelaide Crows have got a lot of players that aren't from Adelaide, mate.
And one of them, Mitch McGovern's up for contract at the end of the year. He may get an offer that he can't refuse.
What should the number one paid player in the competition earn, Ned?
Oh, it's a good question. I think we're definitely over that $1 million mark now, and I think match-winning midfield guy who can go forward, kick goals and go in the middle, I mean, I reckon they're sort of somewhere between 1.2, around that mark, I would say.
What about the top coach?
Well, yeah, no. Don't start me on that.
How many have you got?
Coaches, and I tell you what, if you want to see individuals age, then become the Prime Minister of Australia, the Premier of Victoria, or an AFL coach.
What are they worth? What's a good coach worth? Because we know what a bad one's worth.
I'm biased. I think they work and have more stress, and their longevity just doesn't exist. They'll get their heads chopped off quicker than anyone. And they're at, I think they should be up near the best guys with premierships over $1 million. And I think those that are under that, first year coaches, senior coaches, sort of 400,000 to 500,000. And then, and if you're sort of in the middle, there, somewhere top end, closer to $1 million if you're sort of around the mark. That's
beautiful.
And so you're close to your best players. If you're experienced, senior, premiership coach, probably well and truly the best player. That's my sort of just personal belief. Yeah. I think the other thing we need to realise, what really annoys me at the moment is that I'd love the AFL or someone to say, you know what, we're not going to sack any coaches, senior coaches, for the next 4 years. Let's just leave them all the same. And why don't we go and start sacking some list managers who seem to somehow get away scot-free for not preparing and getting the right list for these guys to coach. Maybe it's not the coach every time.
It's interesting.
Fair call.
Emotional
it's
levels.
Fair call.
Emotional levels.
So how does the senior coach...
You don't have to just raise your voice every time I ask you a question. Can you have a reasonable conversation, Ken?
Well, I know
you dislike for me, but just try and pretend.
Hey?
Try and pretend a little bit, can you?
No.
I will ask you another one.
Last one, Robert.
I'm not yet fully convinced that free agency and the free-for-all that came with that is great for the game. Philosophically, why do you think it's great for the game?
Oh, mate, because it's their only job. At the end of the day, anyone who's got their only job that goes for maybe 3 to 5 years has to have the ability to continue to do his trade for as long as he can. And we've seen already it's been great, has had great results for individuals to continue their career, play better footy at a club that probably needs a more experienced guy. There's just been numerous great examples of how it's played out, and it's allowed our industry to keep people in it for longer. So it's a very short career. We can't go and do other jobs. Robert, you can get sacked from the Herald Sun and go the Age. These blokes can't go too many places, so I think it's not a bad thing.
Ned, we thank you for your time. Nice friendly chat.
Yeah, brilliant.
We'll give it to you on points, Ed.
We'll come around for a barbie tonight.
We'll have a chat offline some stage.
Yeah, come around your place for a barbie, you reckon?
Beautiful. Good.
Craig Kelly joining us there.
Thank you, Craig.
TLA discussing the change. It doesn't necessarily think it's going to be... I know we need to take a break. Do you think it'll be the opening of 7-year, 9-year deals, or is it still going to be rare?
Yeah, I think Richmond already would have to consider. Because Ralph Carr, he's a unique manager. He took Dusty to the GWS, for God's sake. He's a unique guy. He will come back to him and say, righto, I can get 1-1. Richmond will say, we can't pay you 1-1.
He won't tell his dad that, I'm telling you.
We'll get 1-1. And now Richmond say, we can't pay you 1-1. And he said, I'll tell you what, we do. We might stretch the contract. We offered you 5, we might give you 6-7 now. And I don't know if that's right for the game, because as Bomber Thompson said this week on 360, the executives who were making these decisions
won't ever be
around.
They're
not even going to be there, and the coaches who are pushing
That's difficult for, though, isn't it? That's difficult for a Brendan Gale or a... Peggy O'Neill to make that call. They say, well, do we lose him because we won't offer him another year, even though we might even be here?
Well, and Josh Kelly, 9-year offer. I mean, who's going to be at North Melbourne in 9 years who are orchestrating this offer, this deal? And what if it's a bust?
Well, the problem is, if you want to get 9 years out of somebody, you're going to have to pick them desperately young before they've even realised their potential.
Desperately risky.
But that's where
that's going to be the skill of
that's
it,
That's what
though,
Craig's talking about. That's the skill of list management. If you can get it right, everyone said the board was a bust. Everyone said that Tom Board was a bust.
Well, as a forward, are you right or wrong?
Well, he's got the long-term deal, the big money,
and more importantly, he's got a little medal.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I just want to say one word for the big transfers for the old, those of us old enough. Frank Marchesani.
Oh, yes. Marchesani. Fitzroy to Carlton. Best first-year player in the competition.
Ever.
Richmond gave him number... Carlton gave him number 25. Jezolinko, come to Carlton. Well, Frank never got to those levels again, did he?
We need to take a break. We're going to talk about this game coming up. Some huge games this weekend. Richmond and West Coast, Geelong and Melbourne. We'll preview them in depth. We'll be nice and friendly after the break. It's 21 here on 1116 SEN with thanks to iPrimus, iPrimus, unlimited broadband and NBN plans for all of us. Call 131 101.